Pratak Leela continuing, Krishna sees Radha and Radhakund. As Krishna gazed at the beautiful shimmering waves of Radhakund, he began to daydream in the following way. Shyam was thinking, "Ah, these Chakravaka birds sporting in the water, they remind me of Radha's breasts. The foam on the water resembles Radhika's pearl necklace, and the rolling waves are like her moods. Thus, the Kund reminds me of Radha's chest. The soft waves are like Radha's sweet affection. The lotus flowers resemble her beautiful lotus face. The bees buzzing above the lotuses seem like the elegant locks of Radha's curly hair hanging over her lotus face. The darting hummingbirds, Kanjana, resemble Radha's restless blue eyes. And the sweet warbling of the swans seems like Kishori's jingling ankle bells. The red lotus flowers in Radhakund, blocking the incoming waves from Shyamakund, remind me of Radha's red lotus hands trying to stop me from embracing her with my arms. Two restless bees are attempting to land on a lotus flower in Shyamakund, but a strong wind is preventing them, so they are buzzing angrily. This reminds me of Priyaji's crooked looks when I try to kiss her lotus face, and her faltering screams while feigning anger. These two kuns, filled with lotus flowers, swaying in the wind, are like the eyes of Govardhan Hill, who has assumed the form of a peacock to drench me in loving tears. The unlimited qualities of Radhakund continually excite Krishna's mind and heart with remembrance of Radha's form, qualities, and sweet pastimes. Krishna, his mind immersed in ecstasy, becomes extremely impatient, anticipating his imminent meeting with Radhika. Krishna pacifies himself by glancing at Shyamakund, which is full of beautiful kunjas prepared and maintained by his dearest boyfriends, like Sakha, Subal, Ujjwala, Arjun, Gandharva, Vidagda, Bringa, Kokil, Daksha, Sananda, and Marumangal. The lovely kunjas surrounding Shyamakund in all directions have been entrusted to Radha, Lalita, and Radha's other principal sakhis.